Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years' experience. I speak on topics ranging from relationships and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing program, Find Your Authentic Peace with the Past and Live with Purpose, already started 2 weeks ago. And if you'd like to still join that class, you can just go to my website, blueprintofyoursoul.com, and click on the mentoring program, and then I'll be happy to assist you from there. And if you'd like to join my newsletter, just download the chapter of my free book, and you'll be on my newsletter from that chapter. And the website again is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Now, we will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you all the tools you need to embark on your journey and create your legacy and live with purpose. My special guest today is Miranda Barrett. Miranda is an author, nutritional consultant, Reiki masters, creator of a Woman Truth workshop. Miranda is a passionate and devoted leader. Her loving and wise support will lead you on a transformational journey as her powerful teaching unveil the truth of who you are. Her gift is to offer potent tools which inspire exquisite and beautiful self-care and empower you to live the fullest and most authentic life possible. As a mentor and guide, Miranda deeply walks her talk and is fearless about her own path of self-discovery. Now, before we get started. I want to share with you the call number for you, with you all. The toll free number is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And Miranda and myself would like to connect with you if you have any questions you'd like to ask, or you can send us your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Miranda Barrett, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
I'm good, Joseph. Thank you so much for having me here.
So I was reading a lot into your book. I really like your book. And it's simple. It's simple to read. And the food of life, the versatile vegetable. What inspired you to write the book?
After having probably hundreds of clients look confused when I would say to them, please eat more vegetables, and they would just get this kind of blank look on their face, I realized so many people don't know what to do with vegetables. And so I had hundreds of recipes floating around in my head, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it into a book, and then they can take that home with them, and then they'll know what to do. And people get so limited, thinking, oh, a carrot, all I can do is boil it, rather than realizing you can bake it, you can steam it, you can add fresh herbs. There's so much you can do with vegetables.
So what makes your book a little bit different from other books? cookbooks that on the market now?
What makes it different, I think, is the simplicity. My fundamental belief is to go back and eat how nature intended. Nature is very simple. Food looks like food. An apple looks like an apple. It doesn't have to be processed. And as you might have noticed, some of the recipes are just three lines long.
Mm-hmm.
So even people who really don't like to cook, don't want to cook, anyone can do, they can braise asparagus, they can steam broccoli and put something delicious with it. I try to make it simple and really easy for people to incorporate into their daily lives.
Okay, that's interesting, because I found it very simple, easy to read anyway. So I really enjoyed the book, looking into it and trying some of the recipes. Why did you choose to write a book just on vegetables?
When I first began the book, it was just called The Food of Life. And I realized I had over 800 recipes, which included vegetables, protein, quinoa, you know, different carbs, desserts, and I realized the book would probably be too heavy to carry.
that's right.
So one morning I woke up when I was formulating and I'm like, okay, this needs to be broken up. It needs, just like food, it needed to be digestible. It needed to be something that people would not feel completely overwhelmed. And so I decided to break it up into five series, and this is the first series, The Versatile Vegetable. And I'm about halfway through finishing the next one, which is The Protocol of Protein.
Okay.
It'll be a whole recipe book on protein.
That should be interesting, because this is something that I like to learn more about, the protein, because I'm very bad into it. And it's like sometimes I don't know where to start, you know.
Do you mean what kind of protein to eat or how much?
Yeah, how much, what kind of protein, is it important to have? It's like something is... there's not enough schooling about it, you know. You don't learn that. It's everything in our world these days is junk food, you know. So it is something that will be interesting to read when that book comes out.
Good. And that was one of the reasons that when I started with the vegetables, because I really wanted to encourage people to eat more vegetables in their life. But modern-day food is so confusing now. You get told so many different things you should be doing. And I just wanted to really pare it down to a very basic, simple philosophy that anybody could carry, anybody could follow through. And it all boils down to loving your body, taking beautiful care of your body.
It is important, and this is the one aspect of my life that I'm looking into it these days. So it is something very interesting, and that's what attracted me into your book in the first place. So in your experience now, why is it hard for people to reclaim their health?
I think there's a number of reasons. I think one of the main ones is because our culture does not support it. Everything is about convenience. Everything is about fast track. And the old-fashioned idea of spending time growing your vegetables, preparing your vegetables, cooking your vegetables, sitting down with your loved ones to eat your vegetables, it's so far removed from how we are taught to live our lives. And I also think there's just a lot of confusion, that there's a lot of the industry that is just about making money at this point. Unfortunately, and so a lot of the quality of what we are putting into our body has, bottom line, a lot of the foods are harmful out there. They're poisonous to the body rather than beneficial.
Well, if we'll be able to find the remote control that feed us, we'll probably do it, you know.
Or a pill.
You know, eventually I was listening to one speaker the other day, and he was talking about health and all the cures that you can do it naturally. And what intrigued me was one sentence he said eventually: if you want to eat healthy, start growing your own garden. And and I mean, it is, we have to get back into the basic old tools, you know, get your hand dirty and dig in and get what you like to eat, and because there's nothing you can trust out there, you know.
And I know.
It's hard to go. It's like even when I travel, it's like, what do I want to eat now? It's like there's not many choices out there, you know.
Yes.
And
what I notice is when you start to eat better, then when you do travel and you're eating out, then your body reacts to the bad quality food.
Yeah, I noticed that. And this is something that's really, it's a problem. It's like we need to start looking into what other alternative. I know now in Vancouver, I start seeing places that gluten-free, wheat-free, and this type of restaurants, at least they start to show up into the city, which is great, you know, instead of having more McDonald's. But,
Absolutely. And it's much easier now. Like if you do want to eat a gluten-free diet or you want to cut down on refined sugar, it's so much easier now than it was like 10 years ago. So that's a move in the right direction.
So I mean, at least good news from that angle. So Miranda, now if somebody wants to connect with you, and do you do any type of consultation? Do you do any type of work that they'll be able to connect with you?
Absolutely. I do one-on-one consultation, either in person or over the phone. And I also teach a workshop called A Woman's Truth. And one of the segments of that is called Nourishing Nutrition. So that's in a workshop setting, either live or online. And then the other piece is one-on-one. So, and if people, what I would offer there is if people are really at the end of their road, a one-on-one is a really good first step. So I can really get to understand what's going on for them, come up with some really simple, fundamental offerings of what they can change, and then the group workshops then work better after that.
And what website do they need to go to?
www.mirandabarrett.com, MirandaBarrett.com.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. Today we have Miranda Barrett. And if you want to call us, it's 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be back after this short break.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Miranda Barrett. Miranda, I have two kids. One for and a half, Tiffany, and Robbie is 6 years old. How to get children to eat vegetables?
It's a good question.
It's a challenging question.
Challenging question, I know. It's probably a question on the tips of many people's tongues at this point. And what you'll notice is some children, they're just not a problem. They're very curious. They have a great appetite. And then you get the ones that, you know, we call the picky eaters.
And my daughter.
Yeah, and it's a challenge. I have a few thoughts on that. In my experience, children follow actions, not words. So if they see the parent eating a lot of vegetables and eating healthily and eating whole foods, that's the first piece that helps. Because they notice, if you're saying eat your vegetables but you're not, they notice things like that. They're smart little things. And then the other piece that has really worked wonders is if they start growing their own vegetables. So what's really fun to do is ask them what vegetable would they like to grow. And either if you have a garden, that's wonderful. But I grow a lot of my vegetables in pots. And to let them plant the seed or the plant, let them water it. And there's something about them going to picking the vegetable that they actually want to eat it, and it'll open up their whole viewfinder, because children are so curious, they're so full of wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another piece that can really help with certain children. And the third one is, I'm a big believer in grating vegetables. So if you're making like a really good spaghetti sauce, you can really finely grate carrots, zucchini, you know, vegetables that don't have a strong flavor into the sauce. And they don't notice, they don't mind. It's just part of what they're eating. So if there's a lot of, if you're just concerned about getting the vegetables into them, that's another way. And also kids like, a lot of them, they like to dip. So it's finding a sauce or a dip or a dressing they really like. And then offering the vegetables the thing to dip into it. That can also really help.
Okay.
And they did this very interesting research of children, when they would start to eat with finger food, you know, between ages 1 and 3, and they would lay out all these different foods every day, and the child could choose whatever it wanted. And the child would eat very simply, like sometimes it would just eat, you know, something like almond butter for one meal. But over a week, they noticed they ate a completely balanced diet.
Mm-hmm.
So their intuition is good.
Yeah, and I do believe in that, because I noticed that when I started juicing last year, and I stopped all type of juicing to buy it from any supermarket. So I don't, if they want to juice, I can juice them anything they want. Mm-hmm. And my daughter didn't accept that concept. So then one day I woke up and I said, do you like to help me to do orange juice? And she said, yes. And she come for the fun of it, and she started putting it. And because she started putting it that way, it became more obvious for her, I want to try that, you know.
Yes.
And because she wants to try that, and because of this aspect from that, is She started drinking it. And then I mixed with that more stuff coming from adding vegetables sometimes to it, adding whatever it is, and sometimes hiding out before she starts doing it. I do some myself putting into it. So I found it, it's a good key ingredient to do for the kids by letting them play with it.
And, absolutely, and teach them how to cook. Teach them how, depending obviously their age, it needs to be appropriate, but teach them how to work the stove, how to chop things. The more involved they are, the more likely they are to eat the food.
Yeah, they'd be more excited, kind, you know. So
absolutely, because they're creative, they're learning, it's absolutely what they love to do. And the other thing, I think my favorite kitchen appliance is my Vitamix, because then you can make smoothies and you can put anything in there. Avocado, you can put carrots, and it all blends up and you get all the fiber as well. So that's an idea with children, is to make smoothies and put in the main ingredients that they love, but put some other pieces in there too that they wouldn't necessarily notice.
Now, in your book, in a sense of it, that you talk a lot about eating as nature intended, but isn't that hard to do in our world now? And how to avoid that?
It is. It needs to be a very conscious decision. And that's a lot of the work I do, is bringing our behaviors to consciousness and to see, does this behavior serve me? Is this behavior good for my body, my mind, my spirit? And what happens is, if we choose to be unconscious with the foods we eat, unfortunately, we'll end up damaging our bodies. So consciousness awareness is the first step. And then it's, in a way, you have to be a bit of an investigator. You have to find out, where's the local farmers market? What stores do produce organic? And recently I dug up my lawn, because I didn't want to water things that I couldn't eat anymore. And I live in Southern California, which is a desert. So we water everything to keep it green. And I've planted, this was a few years ago, most amazing vegetable garden. And I know certain weathers it's a little more challenging, but then I know the quality of what I'm eating. And then I just make the best choices I can. You know, even when you go out or you're traveling, that can be the hardest time. You just make the best choice you can.
Yeah, this is where I found it the most inefficient, is the when you travel. Because when you travel, it's like, what on earth am I going to eat now? I'm sitting in a restaurant, in a hotel, and I'm obliged of what that hotel is offering. And it's like, they don't have many choices. And this is where I found it a little bit annoying sometimes. So it is something that it's something has to be changed in that direction, I guess. You know, now in your book, Miranda, you speak about, just want to know why, because I use it myself, why is sea salt is important?
Yes, I'm very passionate about this. This is one of the hardest things I notice when I eat out, is that if the restaurant doesn't use good quality sea salt, when I get home, I'm so thirsty. All I want to do is drink and drink and drink, and that's when I know that they've just used regular table salt. And unfortunately, salt, along with white sugar and white flour, has become so much of the norm for it to be highly processed. And salt in its natural form either comes from the sea or it comes from the earth, and it's filled with minerals. And the word salt actually comes from the word salary, which kind of shows its worth. It was actually used as money. And animals cross deserts for it. I mean, salt is something that's vital for our body, but it's vital only if we get the right kind. And unfortunately, the regular table salt that most of us are using, it's been refined, everything's been taken out of it, it's been bleached, then chemical components have been added back in, and it's not really what the body needs. So if you were just going to make one simple change, what I would offer is buy some really high-quality sea salt. And there's amazing salt. You can get it from Hawaii. You can get it from Portugal. You can get it from the south of France. You can get it here from America. And what you're looking for is the word unrefined. which means it was cleaned, but it wasn't processed. Does that make sense?
So unrefined, we have to look for more unrefined sea salt.
Unrefined, the word unbleached, unprocessed.
Unbleached, okay.
Yes, it's
okay.
Kind of like any processed food. You want to think of your salt, you don't want it to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorites is the Celtic sea salt, you know, from the south of France. I mean, it's wonderful.
Okay, it's good to know because I've been doing lots of sea salt recently, and this is where I'm trying to move my ways into it. So it is something. This is why I said I'd like to ask you that question because it's something I'm interested in. It now.
Could I just say one more quick point?
Yeah,
with
go
that?
Ahead. Go
when
ahead.
I'm traveling, I carry my own salt.
Oh, you do.
Yes, I just have a little packet.
Uh-huh.
And so if I'm somewhere where I know that they're going to just pour horrible salt all over my food, I'll ask them, please don't season it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to the table, I add my own salt.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yes, you carry it around, you know, in your bag or briefcase or whatever.
Does it go through airports?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I've never been picked up for my salt.
You know. Anyway, so if somebody wants to connect with you, Miranda, how do they connect with you?
Either through email. They can email me at info@mirandabarrett.com, MirandaBarrett, or they can call me, 626-798-6544 is my business phone number.
Thank you. And you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest Miranda Barrett today talking about your vegetables diet. So we'll be right back after this short break.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with the Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guest today is Miranda Barrett. Miranda, from can you give a reminder to our listeners today the name of your title of your book and how can someone use your book?
Good question. The title of the book is called The Food of Life, The Versatile Vegetable. And how I developed the book was that the first about 50 pages is all nutritional advice. So it's like I've actually had people, which touches my heart, call it their Bible. Like it's the book they always go back to when they're not sure about something. They're not sure about what oils to use or sea salt or probiotics. It's the book they go back to. And I've sometimes been to people's houses and it's the book that's on the counter completely beaten up. I'm like, yay, it's getting used. It's covered in food. It's fantastic. So the first 50 or so pages is very much about the basics of nutrition. Oils, water, sea salt, probiotics, how to balance the foods, chewing. I mean, we don't chew in our society. We tend to inhale our foods. There's a whole piece on chewing. And then the last two-thirds of the book are all recipes. And every single ingredient is medicinal. So it's the vegetables, but what oils I use, what herbs, what spices, garlic, is all to do with it being medicine for the body. And like I said, some of the recipes are three lines long, and others are more complicated, so it really depends on what your level of desire to cook is and how much time you have. But how I set it up, my desire was there would be no excuse anymore. If you had this book, you could bring vegetables into your life. And vegetables, they make the body alkaline. They give us so many of the nutrients that we need. You know, you can take a pill, but there's vitamins and minerals that we still even haven't discovered. Mm-hmm. So we really need to do what nature intended, which was to eat food.
We don't have much of food taste these days, but it's like when I switch to organic, it's like you start tasting a few things totally different than it used to be. From not, you know, I realize that. In your book, you touch a little bit about why breakfast is so important.
Yeah, there's a lovely saying with that you should eat breakfast like a king or a queen, mm-hmm. lunch like a prince or a princess, and dinner like a pauper. And if you think about the word breakfast, it literally means breaking the fast. In an ideal world, you would have stopped eating at sundown, you know, 6-7 o'clock the night before, and you wouldn't eat anything until the following morning, which could give you between 10 and 12 hours of fasting. So it's not like doing some big, serious, you know, 12-day fast, which can actually be very hard on the body, but every day we should be fasting. And then we break the fast by our first meal. And I'm a big believer in think outside the box when it comes to breakfast. It doesn't have to be cereal and donuts. It can be anything. It can be leftovers. One of my favorite is how the Japanese eat their breakfast with miso soup and a little bit of fish and some sort of pickled vegetable. So breakfast is the meal that gives us energy for the day. It wakes up the body. And the beauty is, if you're on a usual cycle, that you're awake in the day and not doing night duty or something like that, that you have all day to burn off the calories. So by the time that you get to dinner, you're not starving, which is what, for a lot of people, they're hungry, so they overeat at dinner. And then what happens is the food just sits in the digestive system. And mm-hmm. the digestive system, the liver, and some of the really vital organs don't get to rest. They don't get to have their fast.
I remember my grandma used to say, eat your breakfast. This is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
you know, you better eat your breakfast.
And, yeah, wise woman, very wise woman. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is something important to do.
And the other thing to think, like, if you didn't put gas in your car, it runs out. Well, the body's no different. It's just like a car. It needs fuel. And that's mm-hmm. the thing. If it hasn't had any fuel all night, it's vital. And I'm also a big believer in drinking water first thing, because the body is actually very dehydrated from the night.
Mm-hmm. Water is very important. It is a big ingredient. I believe in that heavily, and I'm increasing more and more drinking water. You have recipes that include sea vegetables. Why are these so important part of one's diet?
What I love about sea vegetables is it's a whole realm of food that most people aren't familiar with. So these are literally vegetables that grow in the sea. And a lot of people are familiar with nori, which is the one that, you know, when you go to a Japanese restaurant, they wrap the sushi rolls in. But there's so many sea vegetables, and they're really high in minerals. And our adrenals, which are the little organs that sit on top of the kidneys, and they're tiny, and they work so hard in our modern life. A lot of us are actually in adrenal fatigue. The foods that the adrenals love are good fats and good minerals. So if you're eating like an avocado or walnuts or olive oil or fish, and then you're also getting the sea vegetables, you're feeding a really vital organ of the body. And also they taste good. People are always like, really, sea vegetables? But when you dress them up, and I have lots of the recipes in my book, they're really, what I usually do is I make up a dish a week, and I eat it during that week, just a little bit with a few of my meals. And then the next week I'll make something different. But they have this high, high mineral content. And they also, they're very high in iodine. So if anyone's ever gone through radiation or a lot of x-rays or something like that, it's really good to do the sea vegetables because the iodine leaches out the radiation.
And what advice do you give somebody if they really don't like vegetables?
What I would offer is buy a Vitamix and start making smoothies. So put in your favorite fruits, put in a handful of almonds, and then just start adding some vegetables like a zucchini or some carrots or an avocado. And you won't taste it because you'll have the taste of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one way. And then the other thing is think about the flavors you really like. Like, I'm English, so for me, butter is my best friend. I love butter. So there's some vegetables that aren't my favorite, but if they come with some butter and some really good sea salt, hey, I'll eat it. You know, if you're someone, maybe start with salads or soups. Start with things that you can add a flavor that you really like. And just start building them in gradually. That don't overwhelm yourself by thinking, oh, okay, I got to eat all these vegetables. Just start bringing them in little bit by little bit. And the other thing I would really offer here is we tend to get very stuck in a rut. We tend to eat the same thing again and again. And I talk about this in my book. It's the body loves rotation. So don't be doing spinach every night. Find another leafy green that you like. Don't just eat more carrots.
Is there a reason we get stuck behind one vegetable and we keep eating it over and over till we get sick of it?
Yes, exactly. And then you don't want to eat it at all.
I mean, and this is one way to put you out of, you know, using the or eating the vegetables in a regular period. I don't have a problem with vegetables myself, so I don't have a problem with that. From back home, we have lots of all fresh. There's less processed stuff. So you know, you go get the strawberry. You really taste strawberry, you know.
Yes.
And
yes,
you really have a taste. The apple the same way. Everything has a different taste. Now, before the end of our show today, Miranda, can you give our listeners again your info and how they can get in touch with you and what you're offering as a type of consultation?
Absolutely. And before I do that, I just want to say that our body is our temple. It's where we live. And that's why I'm so passionate about taking really exquisite care of the body and of all of ourselves. And if this is something that you feel that you need help with, please contact me. My phone number is 626-798-6544. Or you can email me at info@mirandabarrett.com. And look forward to hearing from you. And a lot of the time is confusion. People actually don't know what to do. And to be given some just very simple, basic, step-by-step guidelines can really change your health around.
Thank you for all the information, Miranda. I really recommend to get Miranda's book, The Food of Life, the Versatile Vegetable. And it's a really interesting book to read, to look at. And the recipes are so simple, so easy to do, to maintain, for a busy life. They can be done easily. As she said in the beginning, some of them are three lines. So yes. there's no excuse. So
You can buy the book on Amazon. Sorry, I should have said that. The book's available on Amazon.
Very good. So it is. I do recommend to get the book, get a copy of it. It's type of the Bible of vegetables and the Bible of different recipes. So you know, it is something I do recommend. So thank you, Miranda, for being on the show today, and glad to have this chat today about things I'm interested in myself. So I really enjoyed the show today, and thank you again for being with us on the Joseph Gabby Show.
You're welcome, and here's to all of our good health.
thank you, if you're you're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And if you want to be connected with me, you can always find me at blueprintofyoursoul.com, blueprintofyoursoul.com. You can I have specials these days on the numerology chart and other things. If you're interested into the mentoring program, the healing program, you can connect with me on the same website. So we're going to be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. So today is my last day on the show. And I decided a few weeks back to stop the show temporarily in a sense to restructure my life in different ways, restructuring myself and have more focus on what direction I want to be going. And so this will be my last show and doing it on this station. I do have another radio show that is every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific or 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is with www.newsforthesoul.com, newsforthesoul.com. And that show is only on numerology, so you can call in and get your numbers done. You get your ask questions. I do mostly numerology into that. It's about 95% numerology, so it is more geared up towards that. I really enjoyed being on this station and being with this environment that opened me the opportunity to be. To reach many people in the Northeast U.S. I really enjoy that. And but it's coming into an end at one point, and it's something that I had to take some major decisions into making things go to the direction I'd like to go. Now, if you like to get in touch with me, you can always go to the blueprintofyoursoul.com. If you like to be into the 4-day event, Consciously Living Your Destiny, it's a 4-day intensive event. My next event is in Vancouver in June 6 to 9, and this is coming in 2 months. If you can register directly on blueprintofyoursoul.com. If you like to get into the newsletter, you can always get into that newsletter in the sense that you'll be in touch with me, you'll be in contact with me. Just go to the website and download the free chapter of my book, which can take you directly into the newsletter, and you get the chapter as a thank you for registering. So if you want to be into the healing program, find your authentic peace with the past, you're more than welcome. You still be able to go into that program that already started 3 weeks ago. And you can go again to the blueprintofyoursoul.com and click mentoring program and just fill up the form, and I'll be in contact directly with you, and we set up an appointment for that. Now, one thing that I was speaking today into my own group about something that I posted for them, which is the top 10 words of wisdom by Gandhi. I'd like to end the show with that. And the number one is be the change. Don't be afraid for the change, but the change sometimes must come with some decisions that has to be made. There's no change come from your old way. So you need to make the change. You need to sacrifice something sometimes in order for that change to come forward for you. So action is important. The number two from the top words of wisdom by Gandhi, what you think, you become. For that one, I'd like to add more to it. What you think is you become, that's true, and it's 100% true. But what you think, what your thought, and what you, how you speak, you become. So exactly, you need to watch your thought, your thinking, and your way of speaking. So that is something that it's good to be paying attention to. Number three, where there is love, there is life, which is very true. And if we can keep abide by that, and it has lots of word of wisdom into it. Number four, learn as if you live forever. And from that, it's be alive on a regular basis. We talked today about food. Get into healthy food. Healthy food will make you more alive than stagnating into the essence of the other processed food. And this is where it brings more liveliness into your life. Number five is your health is your real wealth, which is very true. And it's something that I really am working with that these days, and this is where I'm driving myself into that. Number six is have a sense of humor. And in life, it's good to laugh, it's good to have fun, it's good to pamper yourself from time to time, and without keep putting the worries of my health, my finances, my whatever problems you have on a regular basis, have some humor from time to time. Go indulge yourself for something that you really love, you really enjoy. Number seven is your life is your message. For me, from the way I look at it, is your life is your story. What is your story? So this is why I believe everybody have a book to write. And I do believe in that to happen for everybody if once you start understanding your life in a good angles. Number eight, action expresses priorities. This is number eight, and which is everything you need to do. You need to have the actions. If you have no actions, then there will be no reactions from anybody or anything. Everything will still stagnating the same way they are into your life. Number nine, our greatness is being able to remake ourselves. And this is really interesting word of wisdom from Gandhi, and I really cherish this one. Our greatest greatness is being able to remake ourselves. Number 10, find yourself in the service of others. We all are here to service other people, directly or indirectly. And you, even if you think you're not, you probably are. You are doing it unconsciously, because we are all here to service other people. From this top 10 list, I'd like to add one number 11, which is for me is very important. I always teach it in my all classes. Is set some time for yourself in your week. Your week is not for everybody else in your life. It's time to set something for yourself. It's time to bring schedule yourself in your appointment book, in your agenda, in whatever it is. Said this is my time. I'm scheduling it for myself, and nobody can bother me during that moment. If you want to schedule it for 1 hour, 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week, whatever time in the week, schedule yourself for something that makes you more, becoming more aware of your existence. You're not only to be bending over to please everybody else into this world. You're here to also start flourishing yourself and be more responsible about yourself. So I would like to thank all the listeners on this station. The recording that will always will be there on the station. You can always listen to the old one. If you like to join me into in my second program that on numerology, you always can go to newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com is every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific or 3 p.m. Eastern. And this is every Thursday, so my next show is tomorrow. And in the same time, you can always reach me at blueprintofyoursoul.com. And stay in your own wisdom. Find your own niche. Find your own wisdom and start living life as it matters. Because you do matter, whatever we think about ourselves, whatever everybody convincing you otherwise, you still matter. And I'm going to leave that with you as a thought. Think about it. Think about all the wisdoms that Gandhi mentioned throw upon us. And have a great week and a good time, everyone. And I'm sure we'll meet on another time, on another period of time. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.